This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Well, the craziness of the first days of school are behind us, and now comes the real task of educating, of course. But learning can be harder for some kids than others. Often that's due to circumstances beyond their control.
You did learn to deal with some of those tougher things like sleep deprivation.
Sam Espinoza was homeless as a kid. Official data puts the number of homeless students in Texas at around 113,000. That means every day, 113,000 kids are unsure of where they're going to sleep that night. And as the Standard's Joy Diaz reports, the numbers are growing.
When Sam Espinoza was a kid, it took a while for Austin ISD to learn he was homeless.
My mom is a fairly private person. She was never one to let anyone else on to the, you know, what we were going through.
So Sam and his five siblings became fairly good at pretending they had a place to live.
You know, I didn't want it to be something that was always an issue or that people pitted me for. It was challenging because I think as a younger kid, you know, you always want to fit in and you want to have the things that your friends have and do the things that your friends do. And for me, that wasn't always a reality. People couldn't come and stay at my house for the night. You know, I really couldn't have them give me a ride home. So, you know, if I knew that somebody was going to want to come over or, you know, I might need a ride somewhere, I'd kind of have an excuse ready so they could drop me off, you know, quote unquote, near the house. So I just didn't get caught off guard with it.
All that pretending takes a toll on a child's learning abilities. Doing homework by candlelight, going to sleep extremely late because there's no place for you, waking up at odd hours because you're sleeping somewhere you're not supposed to, trying to keep up with your hygiene. But how can school officials help if they don't know? Patrick Lopez with the Texas Homeless Education Office at UT Austin says he understands why parents and kids may not want to disclose their situation.
They're afraid that it's going to cause them legal problems or CPS is going to be involved or, you know, any number of things.
But there is a federal law that protects the rights of homeless students. It's called the McKinney-Vento Act.
So it's really the law, the McKinney Act itself, made it the onus on districts to be proactive, and the districts have to identify the homeless students.
In the 80s, when McKinney-Vento went into effect, school districts in Texas used a hodgepodge of tools to identify homeless students. But the data was all over the place. So in 2012, they decided to unify the way they collect data. They noticed a trend. The numbers are steadily increasing. Take, for instance, Dallas ISD.
Historically, I used to receive between 5 to 10 calls per year about teenagers in the high school without any place to go that night.
That's Mark Pierce with Dallas ISD's Homeless Education Office.
And this last year, 15-16, we received on average 3 calls per week.
Anecdotal data? Sure, but it paints a picture. From 2012, when Texas school districts became stricter with the numbers, to 2014, the latest set of available numbers, there's been a statewide increase of 13,000 homeless students. Patrick Lopez says homelessness can be tied to the lack of affordable housing, to natural disasters, and to the boom and bust cycles of energy towns. Whatever the circumstances, school districts want students to know it is possible to continue with their education. And Sam Espinoza, the kid we met at the beginning, wants them to know it is worth it.
On those tough days when things seemed, you know, nearly impossible, you found a way because I knew that, hey, this isn't going to beat me. You know, after everything that I've gone through, it's not going to be electricity that stops me from getting an A.
After years of homelessness, Espinoza did disclose, and help came from all sorts of places. He ended up getting a degree from Yale. On the day we talked, he was speaking to me from a tower in New York City where he now works for a tech startup. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.